first pack of Sukkah Mishnah Dalet, Hidlo Alez Agefen Vesadalaz Vesakisen Vesifa Agalo Psula. This is similar to the idea we saw two Mishnahs ago, that you draped a vine of grapes or pumpkins or some other type of vine on top of the schach. So the same idea, that you drink the, this is partial schach because it's mechuba lekarka, like a tree, and even if you put on schach on top of that, still partial. There's no difference if this vine is on the bottom or on the top. Im ha yasigu chavu mehem, or shekotzam shevim. If the majority of the schach was schach kosher, then it is kosher because it goes by the rope, but this is only if they're mixed together. Because then it becomes a mixture and it's possible to roast. If you have one on top, one above the other, and they're not mixed together, will not help. That's aloch. Another way of being matter is kosetzam. That if you cut off the grapevines, the other type of vines that you had over there, so now it's not mechuba l'kaka anymore, it becomes kosher. Yeah. We passed in that there's a problem of tasha shalom in osir. Since you put it in when it was mechuba l'kaka, you directed it when it was mechuba l'kaka, it's not enough to cut it off. You have to shake it. You have to pick it up and put it back down again. Zaklal, the general rule for what is kosher for tzachah is kosher makabel tuma. If it's makabel tuma, even if it grows from the ground, or bengutulam in the earth, or does not grow from the ground, even it's not makabel tuma, plastic. A misachir boy, the apostle for tzach. Called obviously makabel tuma, bengutulam in the earth, misachir boy. You need two conditions in order to be kosher for tzach. Number one, it has to grow from the ground, and number two, it's not makabel tuma, which means it basically was not made into a kli, or even more much everything that doesn't look like its natural state is also not kosher l'schach.